are listening to the audio production of Dangerous Jesus. Why the only thing more risky than getting Jesus right is getting Jesus wrong. By Kevin K.B. Burgess. Published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author with foreword written and read by Jackie Hill Perry. I dedicate this book to the ones searching for Jesus and those who have found him but are growing weary of his misrepresentations. Somewhere along the way, we traded following Jesus for creating a tame, moldable, silent Jesus who doesn't mind following us. The church's waning influence on the culture is directly connected to Jesus's waning influence on the church. Allow me to reintroduce this Jesus, to recast Christianity in a land of so many misrepresentations makes the truth sound like a reinterpretation. But dangerous imposters will always give way to what's more dangerous, the real Jesus. KB. Forward written and read by the illustrious author, poet, Bible teacher, and artist, Jackie Hill Perry.
I have one story to share. It's a dangerous one, I suppose. I learned about it in a car ride through Nashville while being driven by a woman that could have been a martyr. She and her family were new transplants to the city after living as missionaries for 20-plus years in Istanbul, Turkey. I wanted to know the differences between the Christians here, as in America, and the Christians there, as in Turkey, so I asked. She answered with a story about Easter. Anti-Christian groups were threatening to storm certain churches on Easter Sunday with their weapons and their rage. Upon arrival, they would put bullets in every baptized body. One of the congregations under threat included my Nashville friend, her husband, and her two children. They all gathered one night to discuss the danger, the weapons, the organized rage headed their way. Naturally, fear was felt, and as it usually does, it instigated them into being strategic. The easiest strategy was to simply stay home on Sunday. If on that day, when the sun rose and after breakfast was made, nobody decided to change out of their pajamas and into their best, head to the church, and await the word, then nobody would be there when the rage arrived. Nobody's body would catch a bullet in it. No child would lose a parent. No parent would lose a child. No spouse would weep, and no friend would mourn. Staying home was an easy tactic, a safe and compelling one, for my Nashville friend, in fact. But if my friend wanted a safe Christianity, she would have stayed in the States. So she did what Moses, Daniel, Paul, and especially Jesus did when danger seemed to be the only option available. She prayed. While in that divine space between the natural world and the throne of God, she sensed a reminder. She remembered what this Sunday represented, and how it didn't involve bunnies and eggs and hunts and pastel dresses and shiny white shoes. This Sunday was the communal celebration of a condescending God wrapped in flesh, whose body died on a cross and rose from the dead. Then, as she considered the men threatening to bring their guns into her church and what that might mean for her own body and the body she wanted to remain alive, she sensed the Spirit of God say, "Do you really believe in the resurrection?" The all-wise God, through his Spirit, unveiled the irony. Resurrection Sunday has always been a dangerous one. At the bottom of every fear is the contemplation of some form of death. Death of control or death of life. Either way, to face the fear of death, one must believe that by dying, I am gaining. The ultimate gain being the resurrection of the body. To truly believe in the resurrection for my friend meant to submit to the end of life as she knew it. By doing so, she was transcending the boring and typical tactics of Christians who quote verses regarding the resurrection in their Instagram captions, cross-legged on their sofas while refusing to die to self, sin, and safety. My friend and her family decided against the Christianity of the land, as KB calls it. They chose to embody the Christianity of those lauded in Hebrews 11, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. It is a dangerous thing to really believe the Bible. They showed up to church that
sample complete. Ready to continue?